Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
From WNYC New York Public Radio, this is The Brian Lehrer Show. I'm Brian Lehrer. This is just one segment of our show, but every interview is available on demand at WNYC.org. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org.
WNYC On Demand is supported by Open from American Express, presenting the interactive webcast event, Making a Name for Yourself. Kate and Andy Spade and Bobby Brown discuss their leap from business to brand. Created by Open from American Express. Registration at openforumonline.com.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. The New York primary is 1 week from today, Tuesday, September 12th. Some primary news this morning. Charlie King has dropped out of the attorney general's race. That leaves three candidates, Andrew Cuomo, Mark Green, and Sean Maloney. And most people consider it a foregone conclusion by now that Elliot Spitzer will be nominated to run for governor. But he does have a challenger, and with me now for one more shot on our airwaves at convincing you his is not a lost cause is Nassau County executive and Democratic gubernatorial hopeful Tom Suozzi. Mr. Suozzi, welcome back to WNYC.
Brian, thanks for having me on the show.
We heard about Charlie King after he concluded he couldn't win. Are you definitely going to continue all the way to primary day?
I absolutely will be on the ballot on September 12th, and I'll be campaigning hard between now and then and trying to convince people that my experience as a chief executive and as a government reformer is what New York State needs to really solve the problems we face with high property taxes, failing schools in our urban centers, and no jobs upstate New York.
Why go through with it? You've run a respectable campaign. You've gotten your name around in a positive way, according to most people who've seen you. You've raised important issues to the state and concerning Mr. Spitzer. Why go in there and lose 85-15 or whatever it's shaping up to be?
Well, the reason I'm behind is the reason I'm running. Too many campaigns in our state, or most of our campaigns, all of our campaigns in our state, are determined at the state level by the endorsements of the elected officials and the groups that do business with the state, as well as the money, and the money that comes from, the lobbyists, the special interest groups, the public employee unions, the Medicaid profiteers, and other people, trial lawyers, that do business or their businesses are enhanced by the state of New York. And that's what's wrong with our state. That's why we have the highest local taxes in America. That's why our urban schools have been failing for decades and there is no sense of urgency whatsoever to solve the problem. That's why we have the hostile climate that chases jobs out of our state, that we are losing people in droves from upstate New York especially, but throughout the state, because our businesses will not locate here. Where the businesses are not here, the jobs aren't here. Where the jobs aren't, the people aren't. We're number one in the country for people leaving our state and moving to other states.
So why don't you think you've convinced more New York State Democrats that you're the better person than Elliot Spitzer by now to do that?
Again, I think it's the reason I'm behind is the reason that I'm running. I don't have the money. I don't have the money to do the 30-second television commercials. You know, we've all seen Elliot's commercials over and over again. It's because he's got the money to pay for them. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. It's a great commercial. It's wonderful. It's not a policy. You know, you saw our one debate that we had. You were there. You asked some of the great questions that night. He still has not told us how he will pay for his sunny promises. He's proposed billions of dollars of new spending and not a way to pay for those promises. He has not given us specific details as to how he will accomplish the things that he set out to accomplish.
All right. Let's go back to the debate and revisit a few of the issues that we discussed there and that you discussed with the other questioners. First, here is the lightning round question that made news concerning the issue of universal health care.
Mr. Suozzi, can you achieve universal health care in the state? Again, universal health care in this state if you are elected governor.
Are you going to yes or no for that?
Yes or no.
I can't say I'll try.
Yes or no.
Could I say
yes or no? Yes or no, Mr. Suozzi?
You want a lifeline?
I'll try. I can't answer that.
Yes or no, Mr. Suozzi?
No.
Mr. Spitzer?
Yes.
All right.
Mr. Spitzer.
But now you have to add another $10 billion to his proposal.
Okay,
New York One, very persistent, Dominic Carter. And let's see, you know, I've been seeing you in the media since then. This is the first time we're talking since then. And you seem to have gone from I'll try to know this is bad for New York. Is that correct?
Well, universal health care would be great for New York. We just simply can't afford to do that in a state that has the highest local taxes in America and the highest combined state and local taxes in the nation. And when you listing the different things that we need to accomplish, I mean, I'll fight for universal health care. I'll fight for the federal government to give us universal health care. I'm in favor of a single-payer system. I'll fight to get more people insured in our state. But the question was a yes or no question. Could you guarantee that you get it done in your first term? I can't say that. I want to invest in reducing people's property taxes. I want to invest in improving the quality of our schools in the state, and I want to change some of the state laws to give us a hostile business climate. So I can't promise that that will be done. Will I work at it? Absolutely. Can I promise it? No way.
The question, just to be super precise, the question wasn't in the first term, but could you get this done as governor? So you think that you said you support single payer?
Yeah.
So that's a Canada type system?
Say that again now?
A Canada type healthcare system?
I support a system whereby we have a federal program that's similar to Medicare or Medicaid, where the federal government has one program, yes. And, you know, you get rid of all this bureaucracy that exists in the system, where 20% of our healthcare system goes towards, even larger than 20%, pays for the bureaucracy. So, yes, I've historically supported that. I'd want to create some more free market type of elements than there are in Canada, but yes, I support that system.
And you're saying the results would be necessarily higher taxes in New York or less money for education if Mr. Spitzer is elected governor and is serious about bringing universal health care?
Yes. I mean, it'll to create universal health care for New York State is a $5 billion expense, at least $5 billion annually. In addition, he's proposed $4 to $6 billion for the New York City school system annually. In addition, he's proposed $2 billion annually for property tax reduction. In addition, he said he's going to put more money into the environment. He's going to hire more public employees. He's going to do $1 billion worth of scientific research. He's going to do tens of billions of dollars worth of transportation projects. Now, they're all wonderful things. I mean, I'd love to see all of them happen. But I'm a CPA and an attorney and a former mayor and a county executive of a $2.4 billion enterprise. And I know that when it comes to government, same as it is in any private sector enterprise, it's about the revenues and expenses and how are you going to pay for it. And you cannot increase the expenses by tens of billions of dollars on an annual basis unless you're either going to raise the taxes, which he's pledged he's not going to do, or you have to cut some other programs. And he simply has not told us where there is any place to cut, and there is no other place. I've looked at the budget carefully. I've proposed a $5 billion taxpayer savings plan to fund $2.5 billion for the New York City school system on an annual basis and $2 billion for the for property tax reduction outside of the city and $337 billion for the improvement of our urban schools outside of the city of New York. So I can do it because I've done it. I've given a specific plan how to do it. Elliot Spitzer has not given us any specifics. He's promised everything to everyone, and that's the same Albany math that has given us the problems we have in our state right now.
We can take a few phone calls for Tom Suozzi, running for the Democratic gubernatorial nomination in New York State, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Let's keep revisiting issues from that debate, and you just raised one of them, the Campaign for Fiscal Equity school funding lawsuit for New York City. And your numbers and Mr. Spitzer's numbers were very different. He said $4 to $6 billion, I guess that's over 5 years, for New York City public schools extra than, you know, more than they're getting now to satisfy that court ruling. You said $2.5 billion. That's so far below his number. Why should New York City voters concerned with public education here choose you over him?
Well, it's very important. You know, one of the caveats that you just stuck in there was over 5 years, you assume, for Elliot Spitzer, $4 to $6 billion over 5 years. Now I'm talking about $2.5 billion on an annual basis towards the New York City school system.
Oh, then maybe he was too. I don't want to put words in his mouth. I thought when people talk about CFE, they're talking about a 5-year funding, but I could be wrong about that.
Well, that's the point. We don't know what Elliot Spitzer meant. If you read the transcript, it's very confusing. We don't know what he's proposing, and he has given no specifics whatsoever as to what he is proposing. We don't know if it's $4 to $6 billion over 5 years. We don't know if it's 1 year. We don't know where the money's going to come from to pay for it. So, you know, I'd love to have more money. Listen, the problem that we have in New York City schools is the shame of our state. And the problem we have in urban schools throughout the state is the shame of our state. It's children that are black and Latino and immigrants who are failing out of school, who are ending up at a deficit for the rest of their lives, unable to compete in the marketplace, as a result either not finding a job or finding a low-paying job, or ending up on public assistance or going to jail because they've got a poor education. It's a terrible crisis.
But to be clear, in that question, and that was one of the questions I asked in the debate, when he said 4 to 6 billion, you said 2.5 billion. Isn't that positioning yourself for the vote outside of New York City, because there's, you know, the spending so much in the city is suspect elsewhere in the state?
Absolutely not. I was the first person in this campaign back in April to specifically say I would invest money in the New York City school system. Elliot Spitzer didn't even say that he would do it until the night of that debate. And I was saying I proposed that spending number, not to lowball the number, but to give a credible number that could actually get done. And what I've done is I've met these two problems are directly related to each other. Outside of the city, we have schools that are considered better, but the property taxes are crushing the residents, and people are in trouble because of the property taxes. Not everybody who lives out to the side of the city can afford these property taxes. There are people suffering because of it. And I have married the reduction in the school taxes outside of the city directly with the investment into the New York City school system to improve its quality. Right now, New York State gives its lowest percentage of school funding that it has given in 50 years. Statewide, the state of New York contributes 37% of our total education funding. That sounds pretty good till you find out that the national average is more like 48% of school funding comes from our state. So the state of New York simply has to invest more in education to reduce property taxes outside of the city and to improve quality in the city. And that's absolutely not an effort to lowball the number. That's what I think is a credible number that we can come up with the money. Again, Elliot Spitzer can say every number he wants. It's just not credible.
One other clip from the debate regarding legal gay marriage, which Elliot Spitzer supports and you don't. Here's part of your answer to the question that night.
It is, I think, a lot to do with semantics. But for me and my religion, gay marriage, or marriage, I should say, is a sacrament. And I believe that many other people feel the same way. But I think that you can have the same legal and economic benefits through civil unions to provide for inheritance rights, for health insurance benefits, for opportunities to enjoy a lot of the same legal and economic benefits.
Mr. Swazi, do you regret framing that in terms of what your religion, Catholicism, holds marriage to be? Because it sounds there like you're trying to impose your religion as state policy.
I do regret the language that I used that night, Brian. As a matter of fact, I've made the point since then that I really was trying to emphasize that in a pluralistic society that most people have that belief. And I don't think I articulated it properly. Again, I am opposed to gay marriage, but I do believe that same-sex couples should be able to enjoy the same legal and economic benefits that can be provided through civil unions.
So
and,
if it is just...
And as county executive in Nassau County, I provided health insurance for same-sex couples to our employees. And go ahead.
So if you do consider it just a matter of semantics and you do want to provide the same legal other than marital status and economic benefits, then why not just go all the way?
Again, because I think that there's a tremendous significance to the word marriage to a lot of people in our society. And my position is the same as John Kerry's and Hillary Clinton's and other Democratic officials throughout the United States of America.
Staz in Queens, you're on WNYC with Tom Swazi. Hello.
Yes, good morning. Mr. Swazi, a question I wanted to pose to you. As you stated before, you're a Nassau County executive, you are a CPA. However, a main concern of myself and I believe many other voters that Nassau County, I myself could not afford to live in Nassau County because of the high property taxes, and they continue to rise. What would you do, and how do you propose lowering these property taxes for the state? Because you haven't been able to do it in Nassau County. And now you have people in Nassau County that are actually leaving Nassau County, not just the state of New York, but Nassau County, moving into the boroughs because they just can't afford to live there.
Let's get a response.
And that's absolutely right. That's why I'm running for governor of the state of New York. The biggest problem that the people of Long Island, as well as Suffolk, as well as Westchester, as well as Putnam and Rockland and many other places throughout the state, the biggest problem they face is their property taxes. And I, as county executive, cannot solve that problem. I cannot address the problem of property taxes. It is a systemic, statewide problem that exists. because the state of New York mandates things that must be done and does not give the commensurate funding to pay for those programs. And I'm running for governor to reduce people's property taxes. In the boroughs, people's property taxes are significantly lower because they have an income tax that they pay as well. But even with the income tax and with the sales tax and with the property taxes that people pay in the city and outside of the city, we have the highest local taxes in America. They are 72% above the national average. And the thing that we share in common throughout our entire state, upstate, downstate, urban, suburban, and rural, whether you're a Democratic community or a Republican community, whether no matter where you're from, the thing we share in common is New York state government is dysfunctional and is broken and is pushing these expenses down onto our local governments. It's the main reason that I decided to run for governor in the first place, was to connect the dots between the dysfunction of Albany and the effect it's having on us at the local level in the form of high local taxes.
Jerry in Brooklyn wants to challenge you on your support for single-payer health care systems. Jerry, you're on WNYC.
Yeah, hi. My question to Mr. Swayze is that isn't he aware that the basis for running a single-payer system is to transfer the current premiums that are being paid right now to private insurance companies, those who you misnamed the bureaucracy, these private corporations, and that this money would then be used to fund health insurance. If there is additional costs beyond whatever savings are involved to ensure people, to cover people who aren't covered at present, that could involve new taxes. But your manner of approaching it seems to suggest either ignorance or intentional evasion of the issue. Single-payer system is possible on a state level.
Oh, he's supporting it for the state level, Mr. Swayze.
Okay.
He's saying if you get all that money that's now going to private sector premiums, that it's doable. I guess that's what he's arguing.
That it could be done at the state level right now.
That's what he said.
Yeah, the only concern I would have is that the state of New York, if it did something on its own, would result in a balkanization and we wouldn't be competitive with other states in the process. But listen, I've pledged that I will pursue the ideas and I will look at it as what they're trying to do in Massachusetts right now. And, you know, healthcare is a major issue that we face nationwide, certainly is a major problem here in the state of New York. I just have not made it a central plank of my campaign, and I certainly would not pledge that I would solve this problem as governor.
All right.
But I certainly am committed to addressing the needs of people. That's why I'm in public service. I went into politics because I wanted to feed the poor and house the homeless.
Go ahead. You want to finish your thought?
And solve problems. And healthcare is a very big problem that people face here in our state.
We have 30 seconds left. You know, we've had you on multiple times during this campaign. We don't believe in coronations. Make your one last 30-second pitch to our listeners to vote Swayze on primary day.
If you really want to shake up the state of New York, if you really want to see someone stand up to the powerful status quo interests that run our state right now, to reduce our property taxes, to improve the quality of our schools and our cities, to build more affordable housing throughout the entire downstate region, and to create more jobs throughout the entire state of New York, then I'm your candidate. If you want someone who spent the past 7.5 years in Albany doing things extraneous to his mission as Attorney General, which has been to file lawsuits against Wall Street and insurance industries and other industries that have nothing to do with our failing schools or our high property taxes or our lack of affordable housing, then vote for the other guy.
Tom Swayze, Nassau County Executive, running for governor. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening to The Brian Lehrer Show from WNYC New York Public Radio. You can hear everything we do and check out our other programs on demand at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This on-demand service is made possible by WNYC and its listeners, so please help support this free service by becoming a member at WNYC.org. And thanks.